At 9:35 this morning, Dunloe Fire Brigade received a call to an incident at a Rosses Community School. The brigade responded to it together with Gidora's assistance, and on arrival the school was evacuated by the school principal as a precautionary measure. From what I understand, the two chemicals involved in it are lithium and potassium, small amounts of each chemical, part and parcel of the laboratory process and the science process in the school. The incident is currently being dealt with by the brigades, and there are no reports of any casualties. The spillage occurred inside the school. We are talking about small amounts. What we will do with those is we'll use an absorbent to absorb them up, put them into a safe container, and transfer them over then to the school for disposal.
I presume one of the fears may be if these chemicals were to mix and what reaction that may be, or are they volatile on their own?
Well, either chemical on its own does pose risks, Greg, but obviously we are talking about the small amounts of the chemical as you would find in a school laboratory. The chemicals, lithium for example, in contact with moisture can give off toxic and irritant gases. And potassium reacts violently with water and also gives off flammable gases. Now, I would stress that we are dealing with small amounts of the chemical, and the incident is under control at the moment.